Yes, we are here, Mun is our future with eternal world. We are reaching forth to a higher realm that's within all of us. Excuse my hoarse voice, it's been a busy week. Haven't slept much, a lot of traveling. Thank God, this is Matus Masai, Eina Masai. We are traveling these parshas, especially the end of the week, where we already now jump from Matus to Masai, our 42 important journeys of life. Of Bnei Yisrael, it's representing eternity. Remember, everything we learn in Torah has eternal value. So if we learn about the 42 journeys in the Torah, it's eternal for us. So for each of us, we're going on our journey. I want to thank you all for joining us on all our different platforms. Give me a shout out on Instagram. Yes, I see some love. On YouTube Live, Facebook Live, we have the Brezov.com. I apologize again over there. There still has not been a share yet. And we're just going to upload onto the... hopefully the podcast. I'm actually getting a new phone. I have a new phone. I just didn't bring it here for the Breads of Israel podcast. So welcome there as well. Just uploading. We'll hopefully put up a nice video version there so we won't even need the audio. But for the new phone we'll be able to have, thank God, when I return this back to Breads of Israel, I better have an amazing, even better one. So thank you, Hashem, for all the blessings. Where did I get all the Shefa and Brocha and blessings from? It all comes from everyone's kindness, everyone's prayers. We say thank you, Hashem. I took this proudly with me to London. We just came back this week. That's the cover photo on the YouTube video of my son, Menachem Dov. Should be blessed. Should be a zocha, a merit, to bring all the Hashpaz Tovus, all the divine energy, the wonderful love and connection that he received being in London just this previous week. And it was we came last Thursday today. And it's one of the reasons why the shiur is delayed. We usually do on Tuesday. Real Tuesday, wonderful Wednesday was already not available in the studio. So we are here now in the studio for Thursday. And this is thank you, Hashem, Thursday. People say, thank God it's Thursday. There's different ways of expressing us. But today's Yom Chamishi, Yom Mashiach, as they say in the Svarim. It's a day as we start to sing and get ready for the climax to the week. Shabbos, yes. Shalom, dear Javier. We appreciate it. Baruch Hashem. We should all be blessed, everyone. On all the different platforms are joining us in the world. We have our wonderful feedback from all of you. Let's just go straight into it. This is dedicating 112th class in Days of Tammuz and Shabbos Mevarachim Chodesh Menachem Av. Not Menachem Dov, that's my son. Menachem Av. We are getting to the Tata, to our father, a month of our connection to our father, a preparation for the Beis Hamikdash, and a wonderful Munah class. So for Shlema to Avra Bat Chana, all the good people, she's healing. Baruch Hashem, dedicated to all the different neshamas, all the different people who need it, as well as all of you guys. And yes, it's a very emotional time for me, as these are the last few weeks I will be teaching here. I hear Sia Portnoy over there, sending you love. Love to do more with Israel Portnoy and the other Portnoy brothers, great people. And Mr. Hashem, everything will happen in the right time. Specifically, Rav Shalom Morish, we dedicate this class to Rav Shalom Ben Yamna, our wonderful host over here, and also to Tila Rivka Bas Masha, the full healing, Hannah Bas Frida, had the merit to see her in London. Thank God she should keep healing and, you know, keeping strong. 96 years old, amazing. Hannah Liba Bas Simcha, my mother there, would dedicate as well. This love elevates pure soul. I have to Ben Chaim Lachaim to Rachman Dome Gedalia and all the other wonderful souls, to my sister in law's father. He's a very special person. We have in mind him as well. And please God, the exciting news, not only did I go to London, but I also just booked to go back to London in September the 7th. So anyone wants to reach out, September the 7th, I believe it's like the last part of Elul before Rosh Hashanah. I will be there for the Shabbos, that Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, the climax of these special weeks that we are going to enter soon. We're already now in the 3 weeks. These 3 weeks are very difficult times. But inside the 3 weeks, as we mentioned last week, there's a tremendous light hidden within these holy days. These 42 journeys that we go on are connected to the 21 days of the 3 weeks. Because if what happens if you take the night and day, each night is a journey, each day is a journey. And it really felt like that in London, because every night and day was packed during these 3 weeks that we already spent the beginning part in London in Parshas Pinchas. And then we continued on, literally left on the beginning of the 3 weeks to London, which is where I was born. Interesting that the 3 weeks represent your journey in life. So I began the 3 weeks in Parshas Pinchas, in where I was born, in the town, in the home, in Edgware. And my wife and son came along for the ride to just make sure I behave myself with my old friends. There'll be another cover photo we'll put there on the Instagram. Oh yeah, you get to see a few of my old friends, not all of them, but I did see a good decent amount of them, and hopefully on the next trip we'll complete that by seeing the rest of my holy friends. And the hope is that I'll be traveling next time on Parshat Tzavim, and this is during the Shabbos Shabbosos of Nechamta. So the idea, these seven comforting Shabboses after the three difficult weeks that we're in now, we'll be hopefully blessed to Netzavim, to see the Kibbutz Golias, the returning of all the souls, united souls. Yes, and we hope in the next week or so to put up one more extract here for the Brothers of English platforms, as well as everywhere else we're posting, United Souls 33, which is Gal, the big revelation. So hopefully that will keep getting subscriptions. We've already got 32 parts, and you can slowly read through the book for each subscription. So each extract, 32 extracts, the actual book, we pray and daven, will be released in the right time. And appreciate you all joining us again here for our weekly Emunah class. We're going into eternal world, and one of the points is to remember that everything we're doing is eternal. That's the concept. It's going to come again and again. At every point, we're going to learn, please God, a new light. Every word of Torah is eternal. We're already in chapter 7, page 320. Yes, 320. Very significant. So we are here in a shach. We're right here in a new light. We're going to learn Rav Shalom Oresh's beautiful book. Continue on sharing that light. And let's hear your feedback. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for your dedication. Yes, I appreciate it. It's been years, 4 or 5 years almost now, including, if I could, 2018 with Rav Brody. When I was here, that would be more than 5 years. Thank you, Hashem. Before Hashem, this book saves my life. Thank you, Rav. Yeah, the books of Rav Oresh, we're always posting different sales. There's free shipping right now. Reach out to brezlov.com and the store, and we're putting up some great offers over there on all our different platforms. Hamech Rishat Center, great wisdom. Hamech Rishat Center, Torah Hashem. Esther Tarut said, amazing, loads of hearts. Imaji Fantano, love you, Rav. Shorts are growing. Yes, it's true. The shorts is definitely a big platform nowadays. We don't have as many classes getting posted. They tried to put up Rav Ralph Cohen. The girls downstairs didn't manage. I don't know how or why. But they did put up on the website. You can check it there, his latest class. It's been a bit of a delay of their classes getting uploaded. So thank God I made it back in time for Thursday to be able to do a class. So keep up the weekly motivation. Thank God Rav Shalom Oresh himself did an amazing class, which you guys have all been watching, with Rav Diane Elgood back in the studio, who welcomed him back. Amazing class in English. So people wrote here, Baruch Hashem, I'm so thankful for this Amuna class from the Rav. Natila commented on your post, life changing. Yeah, Natila is someone who's sharing a lot of good content. We're doing some collaborations with them. Important to keep everything collaborative. Garden of Gratitude book. Good Shabbos, Rabbi. Awesome. Classes, Eddie Goldsmith, and work. And that was even during Kutzlitz, I managed to, while I was in England, London, managed to post a lot of amazing, one, a little bit of nice pictures with the family and different locations and simchas, thank God. And we even brought a yarmulke with us, which I have here, from Leo's Bar Mitzvah. It says, a gift from Leo on his Bar Mitzvah, 8th and 9th July 2023, London. So here it is. I should have really got some from the local couple store here in Jerusalem, but customer service has a little bit more work to be done over here in Jerusalem to get things done. They were somewhat interested, but you know, it's just nowadays it's not as cheap as it used to be to get from here. So my brother managed to get from London, and it was amazing. The event, it was so out of this world. I'm so excited for my next brother's, his first son from his second marriage. I'm very excited to Zach's Bar Mitzvah. Very exciting times. We wish all the family good health, work, and wealth and blessings. And yes, Mindy, my daughter, will be coming with me. She's Bat Mitzvah. So I'm very excited to share all these simchas with all of you, and to hopefully live a life of simcha, of joy, eternal world. Remember, everything we do. And the reason when we went back to London, it's not always so easy. But you have to remember, we had the mitzvahs of Kibbutz Ava Aim, of honoring your parents. Thank God my parents are alive. Thank God they should be well until 120. To honor them in person, spend time with them, go out with them, appreciate all the kindness they've done for me my whole life, including till now and going forward as well. And we just say thank you, Hashem, for the fact that we have the mitzvah of Kibbutz Ava Aim. It's an eternal mitzvah. We're building an eternal world. I wrote a song once called Eternal World. And just a reminder, I'll do have some questions from you guys, so I'm putting it up in the studio for the Rav, and they are getting to all the questions slowly, and we appreciate you reaching out, even if it's not to me, to whoever the people are who are running things more nowadays, as I slowly transition to new projects. One of the projects I'm going to be involved with, and already have been involved with, and I wish you all to join me, it's not a contradiction to anything we're doing here, because we're learning about Amunah, we're learning also about Torah, and the Zera Shimshon, like the word, the Zera Shimshon, Z-E-R-A or Z-E-R-A, Shimshon is the Shimshon HaGibor. It's named after a holy rabbi. We're learning that weekly, and it's a big Yeshua for all of us who are learning it. And I'm praying that by keep growing Torah and Amunah together with everything we've done here, it would just get better and better, as it says on this wonderful thing. I gave out these magnets in London, the rabbi of Golders Green and Nishmas Yisrael, beautiful Shura of Tugendhat, who does a lively Mishnah Berurah Shir, an eternal Shir, because remember everything we're learning there, every bit of Torah is eternal. He's an amazing person. We put up this on his fridge, and his wife did it, his Rebbetzin Tugendhat did it herself. And I was so excited when I came back from shul to see it on the fridge, to see that the teaching of the Rav, I put it on people's houses all around different parts of London. Apparently, I put it by the mikveh in Edgware, and it went around everywhere. And it's amazing how we can share Amunah global. Here is true happiness. And I don't mean it's just in this book. You have to actually learn it, apply it. And true happiness also has the quote in the back. Very important, just to keep reminding you, go to brezov.com and you'll be able to get all these booklets, share them, share these classes, share everything we're doing, keep giving fiat, keep giving love. It's eternity we're part of. It's a bigger picture, and people, you know, could be very nervous about what's coming technologically. We've mentioned many times AI is very nerve-wracking for some people, like when the unknown. But just like we got through the whole internet experience with social media and the way it's sort of become part of our journey of sharing Torah through all these sites. I mean, in the past, more than 20 years ago, I would not be sitting in the studio by myself. Maybe just do it on a tape recorder. Maybe. There are some rabbis, a Fushcheft used to record his stories in the studio by himself. There was some things like that. But to be able to do this on a level where I can actually see the people coming in, coming out, saying hello, it makes a big difference. And this is the flow of eternity that we're in now, that we can join together in a global way. Now, once again, am I happy with the effect that I'm having? Not enough impact, but once again, that's up to all of us within our servants to keep sharing, to keep joining together. I want to get into the learning of A New Light with you right now, so let's do it. And stay tuned. Please take your book. And if anyone's missing one, as I said, this is my last few weeks where I can share A New Light to you. Reach out to me at ellie.goldsmith@brezel.co.il or any other of my DMs, me on any other platforms or my other own personal platforms. I will get you one of these books while I'm still here, sent to you, so you can join me and go back on all the classes we've done. We've done like about 100 or 200, actually, I checked. 200 classes on Facebook playlist, unbelievable. Know what you are working on. Without Torah learning, clarity and basic awareness, it's impossible to work on any issues in one's life. By the way, I did repost on Facebook all the beautiful, thanks for the love, all the beautiful playlist classes we did when we had guests. So you can check out Rudy Rockman, in Black, all those wonderful people, part of the Unity bookings process that I've been building in the last few years. And it was able to share it here in the Amunah class. Thank God we had some great guests, Rabbi Harry. There's amazing, amazing classes, Avi Abelo. Check it out. We're all part of our Unity bookings. We have new additions that I put up, some great classes, great concert rather, from Israel Portnoy himself, the musician, and Yosef Mendelovich. These are the new additions. And Yosef Mendelovich hopefully be in Chicago for Elul time. So anyone wants to book him, then reach out to me directly. Israel Portnoy will be in America another week or so. So you can reach out there for booking for him. And also Rudy Rockman, hopefully will be in November in UK. I myself be in UK, as I mentioned, and he'll be in the US probably in October time, so reach out to me for Rudy Rockman. Also, you can check out Moshe Gersh. We've got 1 million views on TED Talks. Not many rabbis I know or friends of mine have 1 million views on TED Talks, something that Rabbi Lord Sachs managed to do, but he's an up-and-coming Rav, and he's got an amazing concept of joy and goodness and getting into mindfulness, ishtavas, very beautiful concepts. And you know, have to go read his books, his new books. And we'll be doing a book tour with him, hopefully in September, November, sorry, to that time, between October, September, and maybe even November, as well as December. Yes, I think December's going to be possibly, or the end of November in UK, but the majority of November will be busy in the US, and potentially September, November, when we'll do something in Israel like he did last year. We'll see. We're reaching out to people. Let's see how Hashem plans it all for us. But we have to ask anyone who listens in to reach out to us directly for those Unity bookings. Listen, Black, of course, has lots of available dates that I'm sharing around on my statuses, and all these wonderful people that are all Tamidim in some way or another, all by the touch base of Ravosh. We did an amazing class, Moshe Gos, Ari Lesser, we just put up another class. Amazing people who've come here, and the light is growing. Certainly. At the top of page 321, one more line back. Hello, Natila, we gave you a shout out. Continue with the example of joy. A person learns Torah and hears Torah lessons on the subject of joy. Just in time, we just mentioned Moshe Gersh, how he's putting out the message of joy. So Rav Oresh here is teaching us how Torah and learning is very connected on the subject of joy, but it only becomes real when you learn it, internalize it, make it part of yourself. And that's the eternal aspect, that it has to become more and more deep, part of the soul, that you have to connect that external experience of learning into the soul level, the eternal level, the eternity that Torah is. The Torah is Netzach, Netzachim, it's eternity. The Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu is a Torah. The month of Tammuz is eternal. It's the time where we're trying to reverse the destruction that makes us that happens in this world, where it seems like things are impermanent, and brings us back to the permanence of Torah, of spirituality, of the soul, of values, things that can never be destroyed in its essence, and ultimately will be the main focus on, and for sure will be standing, please God, when we see the base of Mingdash, and we see how the Torah, Ki Metzion Teitzei Torah V'Nora Hashem Yushalayim, we see it coming out of Yushalayim, there'll be no doubt that this is an eternal experience, eternal world that we're part of. And we have to thank Hashem for that insight, that deep insight that's part of everything we do. Everyone wants to be joyful. We do not need to make a great effort to persuade ourselves that it is decidedly worthwhile to be happy, and that the tree of joy is a foundation of life. These are internal, eternal concepts. Netzach Nesochim. But as with anything else, achieving this demands work. That is to say, it demands the strongest, strenuous work of the will, the Rotzen. Yeah, Rotzen is the most powerful part of a human being. As Rabbi Nachman states, it's harder and more difficult for a person to take joy than to do any other work, it says in Sikha Saran number 20. That means that a person must devote half an hour every day after day to attain intention, to be able to pray in a focused and consistent manner until he acquires the trait of joy. So in order to be able to have simcha, joy, happiness, everyone in the world wants to be fulfilled and have fulfillment. How do you get to this? Through intense work of the will, through Rotzen, through tuning into the essence of your soul. It goes an inner journey, just like the world's getting more and more externalized. So our job is to get more and more internal, more in touch with our soul, and then we can spiritualize all the external. So as the world globalizes externally, we can now spiritualize it from internally, from the inner aspects. So the inner aspects of the whole of creation becomes charged up with light of godliness and light of goodness and light of truth and joy. The simcha, it expands. Joy expands a person, expanding consciousness. That means that a person must devote half an hour every day, day after day, to attaining intention, to be able to pray in a focused and consistent manner, acquires the trait of joy. Wow, what a busy time it's been for me personally. I was on the plane, there's so much time there to then pray on will, yeah, to say Tehillim, do the Pasha, with the Tefillim. Thank God, Rabbeinu Tam as well, if you're meritorious. These are opportunities, Shabbos, to get long days in England and a little bit less long here in Israel, but still long. It's the summer months. Opportunity to work on the will. How can a person engage in his work if he does not understand what he's working on? ? Such a person will not have the words to pray for half an hour a day, because he does not know what joy is. He does not know how to attain joy. The work of the will is to attain joy is a long-term project that demands much motivation, renewal, and inspiration. Midnight Rabbi inspires. That's what we're all about. We have to inspire ourselves. Fresh energy. Real vitalized way of connecting. One of the things my soulmate is busy with, Magdan of Dom, helping volunteer for that. It's amazing. And all these kindness, all this helping people is Netzach Nesachim, is eternal deeds of mitzvahs and kindness and healing. It's amazing what she's involved with. It's very altruistic. And then she also does exercise that also vitalizes people, gives energy to their day. So important, as Joe Rogan always talks about in his amazing podcast, you know, there's a lot of good points over there. And one of the things he says about how important it is for therapeutical means, for mental well-being, to go to the gym, to do exercise. Now, am I doing it? I have to talk the truth. Now, I would like to say that once we've got a swimming pool in our area, I'm going to be going swimming every week a few times. But I definitely walk around in the Holy Land a lot. As you can see, I've got a bit of sun, even though I'm a bit tired, but it still, thank God, doesn't come out too much because of the tan you get just living in the Holy Land, of walking around these hot streets, thank God, these blessed streets, these holy streets. And yeah, this is all forms of exercise. I try to do a little bit of weights every night before I go to sleep, a bit of press-ups, got to do some stretching. Yeah, thank God my sciatica went. Thank God, with a lot of the importance of keeping balance, but it takes work, it takes dedication, it takes constant effort, and that will bring us to joy. Yes. So what will prompt him? What will renew him? What will energize him or her? Only learning in depth in the proper way, as Rav Oresh has already explained. Also, when a person does not have clear awareness, his evil inclination can easily sell him advice to attain joy, such as persuading him to get drunk and act wild, which will completely distance him from Hashem and joy. So even though we were like, there was at L'chaim's, there was cocktails, things like that at the bar mitzvah, and thank God it was all kosher. That's another eternal part. I know by being there, by making the effort and going to London, I was able to impact some people there, and hopefully the food was kosher by the Shabbos, by the Kiddush, by the bar mitzvah, just by representing Yiddishkeit, Judaism, reminding people that it's worth the money, it's worth the investment to spend a little bit extra to have kashrut, to be able to keep kosher, and then we're able to lachanet l'chaim. But the important part was we didn't go wild. It was very connecting, it was very uplifting, especially with the 3 weeks. But the concept of connecting with family was very internal. There felt like a soul connection with everyone, and even the old friends, and it was just very nice. We had a really good time with everybody, and that's the idea that brought us to joy, because it was internal. The entirety of the evil inclination, with its struggle, gamut of enticements and cravings and all their hues, constitutes this false advice on how to attain joy. Therefore, a person must first and foremost attain clear knowledge about the particular detail of the trait that he's working on, in order to know what to want. In addition, this is the bottom of 321, page 321, New Light, chapter 7. Everyone, let's go. In addition, when a person does not engage in constant and encompassing learning, although he may want to be joyful, it does not make it a primary goal in his life, because he's not clearly realized that everything depends on joy. He eventually neglects the work and does not invest the necessary time and energy to attain it. Therefore, it's no wonder the person not see any change. Because as we will learn, a person's eye must be in constant the level of the goal he desires. So right now, I'm in a bit more like unstable situation, because, you know, I'm moving, transitioning, got lots of projects, all these Unity bookings, all these people, and the Shimshon, all these amazing things. And we're saying goodbye to working here on all these platforms, very big transition, and slowly, you know, canning things over eventually. And, you know, it will be emotional, and I'll be crying, missing you all, because you all give me so much love and feedback. But in a real way, the point is that we have to do it with joy, no matter what. Everything has to be done with joy, because it's going to come, these voices, these negative voices, the other side. It's going to constantly tell us so much negative talk. Oh, it didn't work out because of this, and you're this and that, and why can't you be more this and that, and why can't this be bigger and bigger, and la, 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 all the voices. And what do you have to do? You have to say nine, yeah, in Yiddish. You have to say no. You have to say no, it's good, I'm good. I'm enough, as all these amazing podcasts of thought leaders say. I'm doing good, I'm trying. Yeah, someone might have a blessed Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom, dear Rabbi. Yes, that's true. Because Shabbos is a time to disconnect. I disconnect from all these voices and all these online things. And we connect them to the soul level of humanity. And then we can pour out good energy to the world without this negative voice hitting at us. We can learn with Yishevidas. We can say Psalms to Hillel. Yishevidas can hear Shirim. Please God, I'm going to be the Shabbos again with Shlomo Katz and his community in Efrat, in Zerah Shimshon. Yes, we will learn, hopefully. And also, it's in Shirat David as well. And we've got the opportunity, and we have a weekly shir tonight. You guys can join us live from Efrat. Right now, Charles Sakal, our host, is away, but we're still able to use this place. And we have Mordechai Holtz, amazing opportunity to connect, to learn. These are all eternal deeds, learning Torah. Yes, Shabbat is eternal. We have a Kiddush, and we have a Zerah Shimshon shir every week. And we have shirim from Shlomo and all the different guests. I even myself gave a shir a few times. So the opportunity, we even learned a new light there. And I even saw, as I said the other day, someone on the bus learning a new light, because I gave it to them, and then they learned with me, that bus, a new light, because that's the eternity of Torah. It grows, it shares, it's a light that never lessens because you shared it with someone else. Like Yosef Asadik, he lights up everyone. So remember, these are the 42 journeys we're going on. Parshas Matos, Masai. We are hopefully doing the internal work so that we can control how we speak, and we can elevate how the Nachla of Eretz Yisrael, elevate our journey towards it. And as we're coming to the end of Bamidbar, we realize that we're just at that point to enter Eretz Yisrael, the place of eternity. There's an eternal world in the Holy Land, and learning these Torahs gives us insight how to get into the eternal land. It's going to come from joy. It's going to come from guarding the bris, guarding the covenant, to be able to. Now, I actually saw a movie, I'll be honest, called Covenant. Amazing film. The idea of loyalty and commitment and connection between different types of humans, that's a united soul experience, the loyalty that could save this person's family and save this person's life. And it was an Afghani with an American soldier, and able to help each other in a very deep way. And this is a beautiful concept. So let's round off the teaching of Rav Oresh, and we'll round off the class. Yeah, we're going to make it a little bit shorter than usual, just because there's a lot to do. It's the end of the week. The level of the goal that he desires, without the necessary desire, he will not reach the goal. But when a person knows the importance of joy, he knows that he cannot progress in any aspect of serving Hashem, as well as any this worldly matter, without acquiring joy. He will not neglect such an important topic without addressing it in a fundamental way. Top of page 322. Thus, a person's clear awareness about the importance of joy causes him to engage in the work of attaining it. Okay, so we're going to end off this beautiful book, and we've got probably one or two more classes. We are going to have a chofesh coming up with the climax of the 3 weeks. We'll for sure hopefully finish chapter 7, and page 323 will then bring us a new chapter, which we might be able to begin before we round off our time here. It's exciting. Whew. So let's just summarize. We're doing the work of the will. This is a book, A Garden of Yearning. We're connecting into eternity. Every time we pray, every time we sing, as I wrote, every time we sing, every time we dance, all this simcha's pouring through our hands. You know, it's a 3 weeks, I can't get out my guitar, but I also wrote a song called Eternal World. And it's a very deep journey through the Midbar, like we're having in this week's Parsha, to find our home, our eternal world. And that's the name of the song, actually, Eternal World. The concept is that what we're doing in life is eternal. It has connection. Every part of our journeys, our different homes we live in, the different places we visit, it's part of our eternal map of what we're here for, to fulfill our purpose, to realize that everything has a meaning and a time and a divine providence. Every friend, there was all different people that could make it when I was in London, all different people that couldn't, and so they want to come another time. And this is all divine providence. Yes, and we thank Hashem that it went smoothly, flights were smooth, getting around, seeing family. I even have a laptop that I could be able to do some more marketing, helping people if anyone wants some marketing help. I'm happy to do that. I have a lot of energy and talent to promote people as part of my family's genes. We love to empower other people, and being Kohanim, we want to bring blessing. I had the ability to bless the mitzvah boy. He's also a Kohen, and please God, the next time also, the next one is also calling him. The idea is to bring blessing to the world, to bring that energy of renewal, that energy of Pinchas and Matas Masa, all the way to be Messiah, and say Chazak, Chazak, Minis Chazek. We say thank you, Hashem, for the Torah. Thank you for giving us the encouragement and the courage to go ahead in life. Thank you for giving us everything we need in the studio to be able to done years and years of classes and content, that every single soul that we touched on, hopefully it made an impression. Hopefully they learned a bit more of the Rav Svarim of Gan Emuna. Hopefully they got a bit more of the important parts, the booklets and pamphlets and different ideas of bring more Muna concepts to the world, the Muna music. We shared a lot of good music. We had Levi Cohen the other day put out a track on Yushalayim, beautiful song. We shared it. You can book him again for unityinspiresproject.com. Another artist that Baruch Hashem meritorious to be connected with. There's amazing, amazing opportunities. It's all up to us to believe in ourselves, to believe in our purpose, to believe in our mission, and to believe in the ability to inspire the people around us, to share shefa, to share blessings, to give that inspiration, to bring it to the home, to our families, to our wives, to our husbands, to our soulmates, to our, please God, to our children, to our parents, to keep growing and sharing the Muna global. This is what we're here for. So I wish everyone a beautiful and uplifting Shabbos Mevarachim Chodesh Menachem Av. Should be the true Nechama, that we should be blessed with this next 9 days coming next week. Should begin with Mashiach Sekeinu, with a base of Migdash. So we won't just be eating meat and drinking wine, because we have Siyumim on Masechtas and Shas, like Masechtas Gittin coming up. And it's amazing because the timing, we're reading right now all the difficult Gemaras about this time period. But within those Gemaras, you even see the seven sons of Hannah, those beautiful Gemaras, the idea, the Kamal Miriam, whatever, which mother it was, the concept of Elisa Vanska's bringing down, that the ability to connect into these psukim, to the Muna, to in such difficult moments in exile, it's within us to be able to survive and be strong and to be able to hold on fast to a Muna and joy, to keep developing that eternal will, that will that's eternal, that reaches eternity. So all the things we've done, all the programs we've been part of, all the classes, all the concerts, all the inspiration we've brought to the world and our abilities, we all, each of us have shared these classes, each of us have contributed a little heart, a little love, a little like, being able to do your own classes, create your own content. The concept is that this is eternal, because we're bringing the eternal one, Hashem Yisbarach, our creator, into everything, into the world, into all the sports we're involved with. And one of my sons has got very involved with football, to be able to share his creative talents there, creating videos and scoring goals and helping work as a team player, to have good midot and work on himself, to be good with people. And this idea, something you have to work on it. It's not easy with the way the culture world has gone. We have to make it clear who we are, what we're here for, and share that clarity with others. Share it with our home, share it with our friends, share it in our workplace, the truth, by living it, by developing that strong will till it affects our actions all the way. And then we get to Sefer Devarim. We'll talk about that next week, please God. The Sefer of Moshe Rabbeinu himself speaking to us. And it's a difficult beginning with Devarim during the 9 days, but we hope once again this is Shabbos, it would be a blessing and turn around all the curse, like we mentioned with Bilam, turn around all the difficulties into blessings, into sweetness, into elevation. And as we're in that process, to keep developing stronger, stronger will, to connect to our Creator with joy and simcha, and have a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos. Mevarachim Chodeshav. Amen. Can't wait to see you. Shabbos Chazak. And we'll be sharing, hopefully next week, either Tuesday, Wednesday, real Tuesday, wonderful Wednesday, Amunah class 113, the last few classes I get to do here. Baruch Hashem. And then we go ahead to good times, all of us. Thank you. All the blessings. Keep showing love.